I was talking to
Yeah.
somebody from the DMV who I guess we would consider a vet, and he was
Okay.
saying that it's something about DMV niggas that self-sabotage. And I was
Yo.
like, nah, nigga, not me.
Not me, bro.
Not me.
Not
But yo,
me.
what the fuck is that? Because I do feel like there is something about being from the DMV that feels like a self-sabotage.
It could be coincidence, but it could be another thing. Like, it's like a lot of the people back home. It's not even a lot of the people. It's everybody back home. It's kind of like they say, it's a crabs in a bucket type mentality. When you make it out, it's like a lot of people, instead of being like, yeah, that's the nigga that made it out. Yeah, he
They
doing
hate.
this now. He over here. It's more like, yeah, bro, I used to know that nigga, bro. That nigga, bro. I used to be, yeah, bro. I know his
I
girl,
went
bro.
to
He be,
school,
yeah, I went to
yeah.
school with, bro. Like, he ain't all that. Like, yeah, bro. He still be with, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of hating. What's up, y'all? It's Junie. Memento Deluxe out now.
I just took down, I've been flying since yesterday, ho. Yeah. That's my to my brother, we don't fuck the same, ho.
What's up, Nyla? We need to talk. That's what I'm caught up in the middle of now, bro. I'm about to get the fuck on
Are you
myself.
really?
Yeah, I'm about to go to LA. I'm about to go to LA for sure.
I feel like you should have been in LA. You've been in
Yeah, I
LA.
just like.
You have been in LA.
Yeah. I've spent
Yeah.
like time in LA. I've spent like 2 months at a time, but like, I mean, I'm really trying to go out there for like 4 months, 5 months now, 6 months type shit. But the thing is, back home is so cool because, you know, it keeps a nigga grounded, first of all.
For
And two,
sure.
like, you know, you got fam over there, you got people over there, you know, you get the love over there and shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's fun to go out to LA, work, do what you gotta do, and then come back and then, you know, just, you know, chill or like plot. I think of
Flat.
back home as like the plotting, you know, we plotting, you know, we planning this shit, and then we go out to LA and really spank them and shit, you
I agree. I
know. Yeah.
think being home is a good reset.
But I mean, you've been
I've
out
been
of
gone
home
10 years.
10 years. How you like how what's the journey like going like?
For me,
Yeah.
hard as hell. New
Ups and
York is hard
downs?
as fuck.
New York seems like you gotta be on it all the time. LA, it seems like you could chill for a little bit
New
and get
York,
back on it.
I think I would like LA.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people move to LA and get depressed and shit like that. I moved here and got depressed, so I don't
Yeah.
know.
You
I
never
think
spent time in LA?
I did during a pandemic.
Well, okay. How
I
was that?
liked it.
You liked it?
I was
Yeah.
in NoHo
Oh,
a
really?
lot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. NoHo's a little ghetto at times.
Not a little ghetto. I did see some shit. Honestly,
Yeah.
pimp culture is really real in LA.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is
That
real.
was my first time really
Yeah.
experiencing a pimp in a hole, and a pimp, you know.
Yeah, like pimp name slip back,
Yeah,
yeah, type shit.
that was new for
A
me.
lot of niggas, that's how they make their money out there.
I see.
Yeah.
Different culture.
And woman, yeah.
You don't see that shit in Maryland.
You probably will probably like in the under in the underground rings of, you know,
Somewhere in Laurel
whatever
where I
dark
don't need
crime.
to be.
Yeah, facts.
I feel like it would be in Laurel. If it's anywhere, that's happening
Somewhere
in
in
Laurel.
Laurel where I don't need to be is funny. Nah, for sure. Probably like Laurel, Landover.
Landover, yeah, it's somewhere over there, like,
Fucking Camp Springs, like shit.
man. But all right, so yeah, New York has been what it's been, but I don't regret it.
That's
But
good.
yeah, I don't
Yeah, that's
regret
good.
it.
I mean, shit. Look, you got the studio producing shit. You know, I don't know if people tell you this all the time, but you being, you know, a black woman from where we from and shit. You doing everything you do and everything that you got now and. You know, the fan base and, you know, all of the content that you put out, like you one of them. I gotta give you your props. No, like for real.
Thank you, Junie.
Yeah.
Appreciate
We
that.
see it, we see it.
You know, people don't know I'm from Maryland, actually.
Yeah.
Like, nobody be. They be like, "You're from Maryland?" I'm like, people think I'm from New York.
Yeah, 'cause you spend a lot of time here,
I don't
so.
talk like I'm from New York.
Oh yeah, you
I mean, I
don't,
don't
yeah.
really talk like I'm from Maryland either, but.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. Actually, I wish you would have came about 10 minutes earlier, because I had
Why?
just interviewed Jawan, Jadakiss' son,
Oh
and he was
really?
like, "New
I
York
love
niggas think they
Jadakiss.
started. I mean, not New York. He said, DC niggas think they started Nike boots and New Balances. We've been on Nike boots and New
Bruh.
Balances." And then I was just like, I can't have this conversation with you. Because, you know, uptown niggas be hella passionate. So I
If
was
we
like.
being fair, it was probably around the same time that they got popular in New York and DC.
I don't even want to give it to them.
You don't
Because
want
a
to give it
lot of
to
New York niggas was coming down, tapping in with DMV sauce.
You seen Paid in
Jay-Z got.
Full? You
Yeah!
seen Paid in
Paid in
Full?
Full is a prime
Yeah, you know I
example.
tell on some niggas in DC. I ain't telling on nobody in Harlem though.
Yo,
That nigga Cameron, yeah, no, you right.
Jay-Z got Emery. Everybody got
Yeah.
one. Everybody got one that
Yeah.
keeps them, you know, sauced. But
Facts.
that's just my little take on it. But what's going on, guys? And welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. I am Nyla Simone with a very special guest all the way from the DMV. I got Junie in the building.
What's up with y'all, man?
How are you?
We doing good. We doing good. We putting out this deluxe. We happy. We living. We blessed.
Love that. Came through in the good AV.
Come on, I got the AV. Yes. Come on, you know, I'm trying.
It's only right you in New York
it's
right now.
It's only right I'm in New York. You know, I had to come baggy on them.
I love it. So it's been, what, 2 years since we last spoke?
Yeah, it's been 2 years. Yeah, bro. 2 years. Whole lot been going on
been
since
happening.
Then.
Been happening. I know you've been fucking on tour.
Yeah, tour. I think I went on 2 tours since three, low-key. Two and a half. Yeah, I did my own little solo tour, too. But
fire.
Yeah, man, I did the Lil TJ tour, the Lancey Foe tour, and I did my solo tour, too. Yeah, I've learned a lot in the past 2 years, though. Like, it's been great, man.
How was the tour with Lancey?
Lancey, my dog, bro. I fuck with that nigga, bro. He bro, his fans, you know, it's funny because, like, I have a lot of friends who make music, and you know, sometimes I'll get brought out to a concert, you know, they'll, you know, let me do a song, you know, bring me out on stage. And I see the difference in people's fan bases. Like Brent, for example, you know, all black women, you know.
Definitely one.
Lighters up, you know, type shit, like yeah. Singing, like everybody, shit like that. But then you go to a Lancey tour and that shit, like.
It's turned.
It's yeah. Fucking white kids tying their shirts around their forehead like bandanas, fucking swinging their shirts around, like trying to get it. So. You know, with that being said, it's just cool to see, like, the differences and shit like that. Yeah, I definitely learned, you know, okay, for this crowd, I'm doing this set list.
Yeah.
For this crowd, I'm doing this set list, so.
I would say, what would you say your crowd would be? Like, what do you think Junie brings in?
See, that's what's so interesting. I really think it depends on the city. Because I think my music is so versatile that it translates to my fans. My fans are so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I got fans that love me for my singing shit sometimes. And, you know, I got, you know, fans back home in Maryland that might like my rapping shit more. And then I got, you know, female fans that might like my R&B love songs more. And, you know, it just depends on the city. Like, in this city, is there more females that listen to my music? Or is there more, you know, is there more people that like the singing more? Is it more of like a hard? So, you know, it's just, it's different. But I will say to group them all in, if you're a fan of Junie, then most likely you're like a music nerd, most likely, or you really like music. You're the type of dude to, you know, find the related artist on Spotify and then check that guy out and then check the next guy out.
I agree with that.
You're like into that shit.
Cause knowing Junie, I feel like it's like knowing like the gym. Like you ain't hit the Junie. It's like the yeah.
It's like, you know, diamond in the rough type, like people that love finding the diamond in the rough. You know, type.
I agree with that. It's a flex to know. If you don't know, now you do.
Yeah, hear me.
That's true. You know what? That being said, what would you say is a Junie starter pack? Like, these are the 3 to 5 records that you gotta know by Junie.
I got you. I say Misery. Misery is my favorite song I made recently. I'll probably say that. Misery off top. Drifting in Tokyo. You gotta give them a little bit of everything, a little bit, right? So, like, you got, or maybe like, I'll say Misery, Drifting to Tokyo, Drugs and Fashion, help me out, JWAP.
Junie starter pack.
Everything. That's a little R&B, little love joint. More. Super lovey-dovey vibe. And
last
then we got
one.
The last one. On that shit, probably. No, not on that shit. I'll say 21. So you get the DMV flow in there, too.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Why you say Misery is your favorite most recent one?
Actually, when I think about it, it's not even that recent. I think I made it 2021. But Misery is my favorite. I just think that's the most, I feel like it's the most, one, out of the box, two, unorthodox, and three, it's just like, it's really those two things. It's unorthodox and it's just, you know, original, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like coming into music and creating music, that's what I wanted to be when I was 13 and I started making this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because as humans, you know, what do we like? We like new things, we like shiny things, we like state-of-the-art things, and, you know, it's like, something like Misery is kind of like a new genre, and I feel like I came into music with that want to, you know, make something new, make something shiny, make something that people be like, oh, what's this? Like, that look, that's cool type shit. So
yeah.
I say Misery encapsulates all of that. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I will say, or a lot of people say this, like, oh, hip-hop is dying, but it's really like just hip-hop is sounding different. And I think it's really becoming more just genre bending. Right.
Hell yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're like,
I'm right at the forefront.
In the forefront.
Like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely, and it's a beautiful thing, bro. Like, I love where music's going. And I feel like that's what we need. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Music. I was having a conversation with the homie the other day, and he was like, we was all like, yeah, like, mainstream music is actually really good now. Like, there was a point in time, like, you know, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, where a lot of the shit that was, you know, coming up on the radio and shit, that shit just wasn't good or was watered down. But now, you know, with more, you know, people in my generation coming to the forefront of mainstream, you know, from whether it be TikTok or social media or whatever, you know, whether it's somebody like Pink Panthers or fucking even a nigga like, you know, Forbats, you know, but it's like shit is getting good now, you know what I'm saying? And it's because all of that other shit that was, you know, I guess at the top of the food chain maybe 4 or 5 years ago, it's watered down. You know, like, think about it. Trap. They say trap music is the most, like this is the longest any type of music has been at the front of a genre for a minute. You know what I'm
trap
saying?
Is
like
the trap, longest?
Yeah, trap is like, bro.
It's been a long time,
making, yeah. It's been like, what?
20 years.
20 years of trap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. It's evolved, good, though. It went from, like, backpack trap to, like,
I just mean like, well, actually, like, I'll say like 10, 15 years, because I'm talking about like, you know, from
Jeezy.
Yeah, from like Jeezy, Future, early Future.
Jeezy, Future.
Like 2010, 2011.
Then Migos.
Yeah, then Migos. And then, you know, everybody else came in.
It has
been
a long ass time.
You know, hi-hats are everywhere. Like, hi-hats is literally pop music. Trap is now pop music in a way. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents on that, yeah.
Damn. You and so, what do you think is going to be the next sound that's taking over?
I think there's not going to be a sound. I think it's going to be like, I think music and people that listen to music nowadays, they're leaning more towards like, because nowadays when you ask somebody, what type of music do you listen to? 9 times out of 10, they're going to be like, I listen to everything. I listen to anything that sounds good.
That's true.
So I feel like, you know, it's a reflection of where music's kind of headed now. It's like, we're headed in a direction where like, people that listen to music is, nobody's into one thing nowadays. Everybody's into anything, you know, as long as it sounds good. So I can't really say this genre is gonna
take over.
Yeah, take over, you know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. If I had to put my money on anything, I'm feeling something in the Afrobeat, I'm a piano
Afrobeat.
World.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like everybody,
they've been having a moment, Afrobeat, since like, you know, past 3 years, they've been having a moment.
Yeah, hell yeah. Burna Boy, Wiz, Tyla, yeah. Tim's. Like,
it's funny because Afrobeats wasn't really in the mainstream like 4 years ago.
At all.
And now it's like sometimes we forget that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, no, you got a point. You got a point.
Man, I be saying that, especially like in the DMV, growing up, if you do go to a party, they play like 5. Everyone Falls in Love Sometimes,
yep.
Action,
yep.
You know, like, now it's like, you go to parties, it's a whole,
yeah,
hour
it's the
set.
Whole, yep, yep.
So it's funny watching just the tide turn, but I know you about to drop this deluxe for Mementos.
Yep.
Mementos.
Memento.
Talk to me about the deluxe. Who can we expect on it?
Visuals? So yeah. I got you. So yeah, I'm dropping the deluxe for my EP Memento. I'm kind of like, you know, finishing the thought of the original Memento. You know, we got 6 new songs. And yeah, we got one feature on it. It's Blass. He's on a Focus record called I Know.
Fire.
Yeah, shout out Blass. You know, we recently just did a partnership with him and Red Bull. And yeah, so it's going to be great. We got 6 new songs for the people. I know it's been a minute since I let some go, since like October, really been like 6 months. So yeah, it's gonna be good. You know, it's gonna be good, it's gonna be great. We got the single dropping on the March 22nd.
Oh, that's yeah.
This week, Friday. So
working,
yeah,
with Blast, because I know Blast, though he's an artist, he's also a producer.
Facts.
What,
yeah,
bag,
people don't know that actually.
Yeah, what bag was he in when y'all got together?
So pretty much I made this record at a camp. It was actually at the camp for that new Brent record. New Brent record, the one where, damn, I forget the name, but it's the one where the shoe was, you know, crushing mm-hmm. L.A.
Larger than life.
Larger than life, yeah. I'm blanking out. Yeah, larger than life. I made it at that camp, sat on it for like a couple months. You know, that was around the time we were inking the deal with Red Bull and Blast and all that stuff. So, you know, fast forward, I sent him the record. I'm like, yo, I got this. I don't know if you want to fuck with it, but he sent it back like same day, next day. And I'm like, So I got him in that vibe. But I mean, speaking about how Blast makes music, you know, Blast is he has that LA sound on lock, right? And I think, you know, the reason he gravitated towards me is because, you know, he wants to kind of get out, not necessarily get out, but he wants to challenge himself. He's in a bag right now where he's really focused on the music, like more than he's ever been, you know, strictly on the music and not anything else. So, you know, I've been helping him, you know, just get in a different bag recently. So I can't really put a genre on the bag that he's been in recently, but I've just been trying to get him out the box. You know,
that's actually exciting to hear.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are chill.
Yeah, we like, chill. We
chill. Yeah. Love the music, and you're right, he definitely has, like, West Coast sound on lock, but it's not like, because West Coast can be a bit too West Coast, where I feel like Blast just got the right amount of bounce.
Facts, yeah, you know? Yeah, and it's almost like a poppy, it's a pop, too, you know what I'm saying? It's pop, it's like, it's fun, you know? It's like, you know, barbecue shit, you know? Family shit sometimes.
Would you and Blast do a project together? I know you've been talking about doing a collab tape. Would it be Blast?
I'm doing a collab tape with somebody right now. Okay. I say that. That's what we're working on in the background. It's not Blast.
Okay.
I'm not going to say right now, but it's somebody who people have seen me work with this person before. And
it's a DMV collab.
No, it's not.
Boo. Okay, is it? Would you tell me if I guess it right?
I'll tell you off air. All right,
I ain't gonna do it.
Can't tell you on the air.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But it's collab little, tape on the way. Wait, tape. So you're dropping Deluxe.
We do. All right, so right now we're doing the Deluxe. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing a collab tape. That's dropping June, July with that artist. And then we're doing a big album, Silent Battles 2, that's coming out like quarter four. You know, maybe top of next year. That's really going to be the one, you know, that's the one that we've been saving all the best music for. You know, we've been saving all, like, for the past 2 years. So we putting everything into that. That's like my baby, like my magnum opus, dark fantasy type, you know.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, so.
And 2 years in the making.
Yeah, so we trying to set it up correct, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything thus far in my career has kind of been winging it in a sense. You know, we plan stuff, but we plan it within the parameters of kind of winging it sometimes, you know, but this time we kind of, you know, we taking it, this is the first year where we planned out the whole year in advance, and, you know, we sticking to our guns, and we making sure we do the shit the right way, because we got a lot of talent in our camp, and, you know, it's time to do that shit the right way, you know?
Hell, to be winging it, you're doing a damn good job, I gotta be honest,
trying my best.
Yeah, and, I mean, I always see you just outside in general. You work with a lot of different camps. I guess, what would you say has been some of your favorite camps to work with, or like, who have you learned the most from? Because I see you in studios
That's a good question.
A lot of people, from like OGs to like new people that people aren't really familiar with.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, I like, you know, I'm in love with music. I'm like a music nerd. I'm a music lover. So I have, you know, for me to have this job and be able to work with other amazing, talented artists, that's just, you know, that shouldn't mean the world to me. But I'll say, like, you know, Brent, you know, one, like, I learned from him, like, how to stack my vocals better, you know, or how to just sing. Because I hear him sing in the booth, and I'm like, okay, that's how he does it. Like, you know, and I see him and his engineer, like, they locked in. They like, synergize. They, like, they on the same page. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, Brent for sure. And
it's important to find your
engineer. Yeah. Yo, like, that's a real thing. You know, I'm still... I'm an engineer thought. I just be pulling up like, you got an engineer? Yeah, bro, tell him pull up. Like, I don't have an engineer right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with whoever. So, but that's definitely something I plan to add to the team, like, you know, soon. But yeah, Brent in the singing, I'll say, you know, I've learned, who else, bro? Who else have I worked with recently? You know, I learned from, off the top of my head, damn. I work with a lot of people.
You do work with a lot of people.
I'm blanking. Thing is, though, I'll say this, and this is the most, like, unegotistical thing I'm saying in that way. Like, really, I'm not trying to, you know, sound like anything, but I feel like a lot of people come into the studio with me kind of, you know, we learn it from each other, but a lot of the time it's like, you know, they want to learn from me as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work with a lot of people that everybody I've ever worked with in the studio, they admire me, you know, but, you know, they wouldn't want to work with me if they didn't. So, you know, a lot of the times, you know, I'm kind of teaching them shit, you know?
Yeah, it's so, like a bounce off each other.
Yeah, you know? So I don't, you know.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game called Questions That Need Answers.
Oh, shit.
All you got to do is fill in the blank.
Oh, shit.
All right. The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I... the less I spend money stupidly.
That's a good one.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm paying the bills. I'm saving the rest, bro. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I got all that shit out of my system.
Did you learn the hard way?
Yeah, I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Shout out to the IRS. Yeah. I think it's
a rite of passage, I feel like.
That's a rite of passage. Young nigga getting money, 20 years old, getting the six figure, you like, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to them niggas, man.
IRS is no fucking joke. But all right, I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually almost failed the ninth grade.
Damn.
Just off of laziness though, like just like not do like. Being on my phone or just doodling or smacking the back of somebody's head or some shit. Like,
just fucking
come on.
Misfit.
Yeah, I was a misfit, bro. I got it together, though. You know, I got it together 10th grade.
I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blink.
I'm a little embarrassed at the fact that I know so little about... I'm a pretty well-rounded guy. I'm not going to lie.
All right, I'm going to throw some things out there.
Throw something at me.
Girls. Politics.
Wait, what about, like,
are these things you wish you knew more about?
Oh, okay. Keep going. Politics, I've been really actually into global politics recently.
Really?
Yeah, I watch, like, YouTube videos on global politics. Like, I read articles and shit.
And it's not stressing you out?
It's interesting to me. Mm. Stressing out, I mean, we probably should all be stressed about shit like that.
But like,
that shit's just interesting. Like, I like learning about, you know, like the tensions between countries and, you know, what they fighting over.
Do you
and
feel
why
like we need to
shit.
Pack it up and move, or?
I feel like maybe moving back to Ethiopia might not be a bad idea in like 5-6 years. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's, you know, Russia, China and shit, you know, them. Hey, don't fuck with us. I'm going to say that. But keep going.
I'd be scared. I ain't going to lie. Art?
Yeah, I'll say I don't know much about, like, artists and shit. Like, painting.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. I don't know. I know. What's the nigga name? Da Vinci?
That's Picasso.
Picasso.
No, Picasso.
Picasso.
I'm getting into art. That's my new...
Really?
Like, new, I guess, hobby, I guess.
I've been into film and, like, recently. Filming, like, learning about different directors and shit like that.
Fire. Yeah,
that's been my vibe recently.
What sparked that? Is it the music videos or is it just, like, are you trying
to... I think
to...
it's, like... Because recently I've been, Well, one, I think, like, me being in this sphere of, like, art for so long, music being art, like... My palette is growing every year. So, like, I start seeing shit. You know, I see, like, the art and everything. So, like, and sometimes I feel like, you know, I make music. And music is, you know, it's vibes. You literally create vibes, you know, vibrations, vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I'm starting to see, like, you know, storytelling is really, it's the highest form of art. And not only storytelling, but storytelling through visuals. Because really think about, think about how far technology could go in this day and age, like how far humans have got. Like we can make moving pictures, like literally how we see the world, we could put that on a screen and let people, you know, and tell a story. I feel like that's the most, like, it's the pinnacle of art, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's more impactful than music. And I feel like getting into, like, me just thinking about why I do music and why I love it, I see the parallels between, like, movies. I'm like, damn, this is like my love for music. Like,
yeah.
I see the same thing, except music. I mean, movies is even better because, like, you can see the shit too. Like,
yep.
You can see it, feel it, all that shit. So,
I think that
makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Storytelling is important because it can inspire. Hell, it can scare. I hate scary movies, but
I don't like scary movies either.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Sometimes I look back at my life. And feel bittersweet. Mm. Yeah, feel bittersweet. Because it's a lot of things that I wish I probably didn't do, but then, you know, you wouldn't have learned the lessons type shit. So everything's like, you know, bittersweet, you know.
Is this in relation to girls? Sound like
girls. Not necessarily. Nah, not really, actually.
Career?
Not really. Actually, girls too. Yeah, yeah, girls too.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Career, family, bro, you know, personal issues, like everything. Like, life is complex, but, you know, you got to live life to learn shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to make a couple mistakes to learn shit, you know? Yeah, in all aspects, so.
Yeah, nah, being an adult is ghetto.
That's funny.
The older we get, I'm like, damn, it's really ghetto here.
Bro, bills is ghetto as shit, bro.
I'm with you.
That shit is.
My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is easy. I say easy.
Mm-mm, the team don't agree with
that. The team don't agree?
They said nah.
What's what? No, you good, you good. What?
What's his personality trait?
What's my personality trait?
What's the word for like loose?
Like a loose cannon?
Free
spirit.
That's a nice way to put it. Yeah. Free spirit.
Free spirit. Free spirit. I fuck with that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, free spirit.
I can get with that.
What
y'all trying to say? Niggas trying to say I be moving loose.
Y'all gonna have to unpack that after
niggas
this.
Say I be moving loose. Ooh, what's up?
But all right, so we got two projects on the way.
Yup.
New. Oh, and speaking of, I know we talk about like blasted production, but you didn't talk about who you worked with production wise for this six piece you're about to add on.
So it's a couple of producers. No super big names, but frequent collaborator Psycho. Psycho's really cool. This new guy I've been working with, Mirror Beats. He's really fire. I know Spizzle. Shout out Spizzle. Spizzle did that, as well as Legion and I think AR. You know, AR's a vet. Legion's a vet. Spiz, you know, that's the homie. A vet in his own right as well. Yeah, those are a few off the top. Oh, and Oogie Man as well. Oogie Man. Shout out Oogie Man. He did one of the records. And yeah, that's it actually. Yeah, you know, we got a cool little slate, you know. Cool,
I'm excited. Little
slate. Yeah, I'm excited as well, bro.
And shout out to Graham. Let people know where they can follow Junie if they don't already.
Yo, you can find me on IG at Junie of TV, JoonyofTV. You can find me on Twitter, IG, YouTube, all that shit. And yeah, Memento, March 22nd. Let's get it.
Memento, March 22nd. Come on. Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, peace.